Good afternoon. Today is Monday, December the 29th, 363rd day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, proud Eureka citizen, still?
You bet.
Okay, and Willow Creek.
Wood splitter.
Escapee?
Yes.
Rob Barkley. So Christmas good?
Everything was perfect. Both girls and their husbands under the roof, and blessings abound.
Other than that aforementioned.
Oh, my poison oak.
Yeah.
I won't go into the redneck thing.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about your other body parts either, frankly.
Okay.
This afternoon we're going to spend, well, today's part one of a two-part series. Tomorrow we'll talk a little bit about what the future may hold, and today we're going to talk about what 2014 was and what it was not.
Absolutely.
So we'll start local and branch our way out when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Barkley. But before we do our quote this afternoon, it comes from Alice Tilton in 1939, quote, "He who is in the grasp of the cobra can smile at lightning's forked tongue." Oh, boy. So it was, from your perspective, what was 2014 like? And let's start, I don't know, northwestern California. Let's not even just say Humboldt. Let's just say the region.
Well, it started off miserably, of course, with Father Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a direct reflection of what happens in the drug culture, direct reflection of what happens with the St. Vincent's and Betty Chins, who make us an attractive nuisance. On the other hand, we're quite encouraged. I was impressed with how well the Catholic community pulled together, how they're still celebrating his life, and how the message is going on. And that's wonderful, and Eric would have loved that. And the other thing that was really impressive was the leadership from Santa Rosa, from Bishop Vasha. He was magnificent, led us both spiritually and in every other way. And so that started off poorly, but ended well, and I think we're all better for it, unfortunately. Father Eric's missed. Yeah, he was replaced by able priests. And so we're on the road to recovery. And so that was a bumpy, miserable, surreal start. But from there, I think it's been a good year politically. Nationally, we did well. You wanted Northwest. I was a little perplexed by the city of Eureka elections. I don't quite understand them. Doesn't sound like we worked hard enough.
There was certainly turnover.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
It was interesting, you know, some of the things that came up, some of the things that didn't. The lack of competition, you know, in the June elections. Nobody running against the sheriff. Okay, Maggie Fleming being able to take the DA's race,
yep,
in June against three other contestants. I still don't. Great person. That doesn't happen. I mean, you could walk on water, and you're not going to take a four-person race in the primary. And she was able to.
Yeah, comfortably.
Yeah. So I don't know what that says one way or the other. And it didn't seem to me like there was the vibrancy of the process. this time? There's a lot of fear about the minimum wage.
Right.
Okay.
People figured that out.
Passed a lot of bonds, you know, the school board.
Yeah, spent money we don't have. That was great.
Sales tax increases.
Again.
Okay. Worthwhile causes, but still, you know, money going out. So things like the lower price of gas.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
You're
so it just kind of seemed like it was a quagmire is kind of how I would call this political year within our area.
Well, and California. I think California has sucked a lot of the emotion out of politics. And I mean, at some point in the fairly near future, we're going to have to get refocused on taking the teachers' unions to task. It can be done. And Californians just don't choose to do it. They're those of us that move. But I think locally, I think the Harbor District deserves a lot of attention. I'm very unhappy with the direction.
Sure, there's potential for the community with the Harbor District.
Not with the current makeup of the board. Boy, is that an incompetent board.
With the Harbor, certainly.
Well, with the Harbor, sort of. And then you have a guy from Oregon, Jack Kreider, who's now running it, who's basically failed, you know, everywhere, so he found Humboldt Bay. And they don't have any vision on what they're going to do. They love to use the Harbor's district's credit to go into competition against private business. And you're right, everyone, that's me. I object to it, I resent it, and I think it's wrong. That's where they are, and elections have consequences, and that's going to be probably my focus this year of 2015.
As we look a little bit more regionally throughout the state. You mentioned that California was kind of stayed, I guess would be a word. Is Feinstein, or are Feinstein and Boxer and Pelosi and all the ones that you hear about from California that play out on the national level, are they in until they don't want to play anymore?
Well, the answer is electorally, yes. I just don't see Pelosi staying. I mean, she's never going to – that woman loved being a speaker. That's not happening again. And she has guided them into the wall nationally. Boxer's going to retire, from what I understand from everybody. Gavin Newsom would like the seat. Jerry Brown's debating on whether he would like to do that and run for president from that seat. Probably not. He's old, but that doesn't...
That's what I was saying, a little long in the tooth.
Yeah. So probably look for the likes of Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom, or some other Rio Goso, or someone from L.A.
It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, as you look at the area economically, California and our part of the state also, we've had, what is it, the Corbell plant?
Wasn't that awful?
Shutting down. Yeah. We had our Arcata Redwood plant also.
Still part of Green Diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is our area now just going to be tree growing and not tree cutting, or tree growing and tree cutting, but not tree milling?
Oh, no, we're going to have manufacturers. But I think what you're seeing is more of a regional model. You have Humboldt and Mendocino Redwood. That's the Fishers. You have Sierra Pacific that has a old growth mill, and why they haven't put in a regional mill, you know, I have no idea, but it cries out for a small log regional mill. And then you have Schmidbauer. And
That's three mils.
That's it. Well,
is that where we're gonna? Is that?
Yeah, that ought to bottom. That ought to do the trick. And Figus does a little teeny tiny bit, but I think what.
Well, you have Britt doing. You know,
yeah.
That, you know.
But I think what you're really seeing is the number one mills around here and nationally are really just big IT machines. They're just computer driven, and I'll bet a mill doesn't run 25 people a shift anymore, maybe 30, but not many. And so consequently, they aren't the large employer that they once were. I mean,
but they generate a fair amount of tax, don't they?
I think that won't.
Timber tax?
Yeah, but I don't think that stops. I don't think you see the harvesting stopped. I think what you see is the manufacturing concentrated in a few mills.
Trucks, you know, hauling in and out and
I think,
delivering?
I don't. Yeah, I think so. I do. I think you're right on. And so I just think it's the natural evolution. The most efficient made it. And they now have all but an oligopoly on timber prices around.
So what's a good use for Arcata Redwood? That site right on the bay. I mean, it's got tremendous vista, obviously, a warehouse. I would think if we were down in Santa Clara, there would be guys lining up, outbidding each other for that property to be able to convert it over to warehouse space, office space, things of that nature.
Well, is Santa Clara in the Coastal Commission?
Say it is.
Okay. So
you still got a shell. You can do inside the shell, can't you?
Right. I just don't know what you... first of all, that's terrible ingress and egress to that site. You know, you've got...
True.
You've got it doesn't have a signal. You don't have an overpass. God knows what it would take to get an overpass. It's a big piece of land. Green Diamond did a beautiful job of reinforcing the levees around it and that. Make no mistake, though, that is not deep water. That is brad.
It's mud flats.
It's mud flat.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful view of a mud flat with terrible access, and there's a lot of infrastructure in place. I don't know what you would put in it, and I can't imagine what a good price for that would be.
I wonder if, like, Auto Row or something like that, with Harper's being out there.
Somebody I think you get into a permitting issue. You do it inside, all in the pre-existing.
Oh, that's right, under a roof.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you couldn't put a Walmart there. God knows you'd have to signalize that.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's a...
It's more of a challenging piece of property than...
I get how Samoa works. I really understand how Samoa works in Fairhaven. I don't get how that works, but you know, I'm not a real estate guy. I'm really a debt guy, and so I just look at life a little differently. And so,
yes, you do. Oh, so what? For this past year, was there any progress with the balloon track?
Yeah, actually, there was. There was quite a bit.
Backstory stuff, behind the scenes stuff.
Yes, and there was also. Pretty great case from Walmart that says that when you pass a use by city passes by initiative, that you don't have to go through the CEQA process. So the opposing people on the balloon track kind of are having a little bit of a heart murmur over that issue. And so
does that advance you further than you thought you were?
Yeah, it's, you see, the balloon track is what you do when you're making a lot of money in other places in your business. We're just starting to, we're making money in some places of the business and not as, we're not losing anywhere anymore. But that one, you know, that's kind of when you get your revenue stream up where you want. Sherry's rationalized the Arkley Center, and so you're seeing that open and utilized a lot more.
That comes under the Rob, we're doing it? Heading?
No, Sherry was fantastic about it. She figured out how to do it on a minimal cost and how to make the users share more of the costs and bringing in acts, you know, where you know you're going to lose $30,000 an act. Well, you know, bring in the axe. It was always intended to be a local facility, and that's the way we're using it. So I'm really pleased with how she's done that. Did you go to the Nutcracker?
No, why not? Why not? We had the Truckers Parade.
You were out of town.
And then we had, yeah, on the 20th, something was going on. Oh, the Toys for Tots thing.
Well, it knocked your socks off. I mean, the costumes and the talent, they've really done a great job of bringing along talent. So
it
was
kind of reinvented itself.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's what I love, is they continue to improve it, not said, this year, same as last year. No, not so.
It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish-language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, if we look at the national scene, obviously the election is going to be a huge thing that people will typically point to.
If we learn to govern.
Is that simplistic?
No. It's big. Elections have consequences.
This was a big shift?
I think it was a big, it ought to have been a big taken as a big repudiation of Obama. He took it as a signal that he just better go it alone. And so it's pretty frustrating. It's frightening to see how powerful the president, the executive branch has become.
Is that something that will continue unfettered?
I just don't know. I like to think not. I think the presidency's way too powerful, and he's using the executive powers in a way that were not intended. I'm convinced, and we'll win some of these cases. By then, he'll have done a lot of damage.
Supreme Court. Not a lot of movement this year.
Oh, I think
there were some signature cases, but as far as the justices rotating.
Right. I think it was more of the same this year. There were some – it was overall a really excellent Supreme Court year. You know, they wanted Ginsburg to leave, and she's not going to. And so it'll be interesting. I mean, the next presidency – it's worth getting involved in the presidential election in 2016 simply for the Supreme Court.
Business. International business, domestic business, the stock market going up as significantly as it did, the volatility associated with that. What can we make out of that?
Well, that's just a flight to A, safety, and B, we need the world is in a real cauldron of difficulty and with no obvious and easy ways out. And so consequently, what we're really seeing in my mind is we're seeing a currency war right now. Japan started it in earnest. Arguably, we've been doing it for a while too. Everyone, the best way out of a budget deficit are through exports. So everyone wants exports. What helps exports? A cheap dollar, a cheap this, a cheap that.
Somebody importing.
Yes. And how do you get them to import? Make your goods cheaper. And so it's just, we're just in a race to the bottom on currency, I'm afraid.
So what, how does that play out?
I think we have a decade. I've been saying for a decade that we had a decade of difficulty, and I think we have another 5-7 years of difficulty, but we're getting there. Things are not working as poorly. If interest rates go up, we're just going to default on our debt.
Well,
so,
can they stay where they are?
Well, how do you get out? How do you raise interest rates with the accumulated budget deficit we have? There won't be any money to run the government, which is okay. But do we understand those consequences? I think we have a taker class now that doesn't quite get that.
Yeah, I suppose for me that would be the, and I don't know if it was my own recognition of it or if there were just enough articles about it, that the majority now is receiving more than paying in.
Yeah, but I have great, probably, but I have great confidence in Americans figuring things out. I mean, I think the election showed us one thing, that, I mean, Colorado is a very difficult state. They legalized marijuana. They have single women, you know, out the door. That's the huge demographic there. Huge Hispanic increasing. Yet we elected fairly comfortably a Republican senator. And it wasn't low turnout. That's not true. I went through the statistics. The Democrats did a good job of turning out their base again. And it's just that people are tired of what's happening. I do think it was a repudiation of his policies.
Consumer fatigue or citizen fatigue?
Boy, is there a difference. I think that is a very, it is citizen fatigue. We feel beaten upon. I mean, that if there's one thing that Obama has done is he's balkanized us into all these groups. And that's fatiguing. Instead of unifying as Americans, we're fragmented. And it's heartbreaking.
KINS, News and Information Times, 341. We'll be more with Rob.
All right.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rob Arkley. Rob, one of the things that when I think of 2014, terrorism activity, this airplane that went down, not that I'm a conspiracy fan, but you got to scratch your head and think, huh?
They've had a bad year down there.
Yeah.
Three of them, huh? One in Ukraine and then two down there.
Yeah, it just... Okay, fine. And then you've got some of the stuff going on in the Middle East and some of the things that are going on in America that have been thwarted, but there are still, you know, attempts being made. A year of unrest might be what I would call 2014, whether it's politically with the elections and the turnovers, the protests and some of that kind of stuff, the pushbacks going the other way. Unsettled would be... For me.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, and America feels it. It numbs you up after a while. I mean, just the instability of it all.
Or you want a cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you do, and it just kind of tears you. It tires you out. How's that?
Oh, yeah, the fatigue is huge.
Yeah.
I think for everyone. So in that environment, how is it that there have been the notable successes?
All right, what are the notable
that there have
define
been.
A success?
I would suggest the reemergence of technology in the air, you know, some of the cell phones.
Right.
I mean, you look and you see who's doing battle on those things and the billions that are being spent. Something's going on there, and I don't know if there is a cell phone store this side of the Mississippi that doesn't right now, if they're open, have at least 25 people in it. And there are always people in there. I don't get that.
I agree with you. Incidentally, I had that discussion over Christmas. And
the girls have any insight for you?
No, but I said I'd rather spend a third of the money and have 5% of the applications that these phones have. I don't care. I don't want that much out of my phone, but it doesn't matter. That's right now, technology is evolving at such warp speed. The other thing we don't see, but the...
And the vulnerabilities associated with it.
Oh, that's so true. I think you're going to wake up and... I mean, it's hard to know where it iterates, but we're going to see terrorism or vandalism or some sort of thing. But what we're not seeing is the engineering going on with the human body. It's just unbelievable what's going on. We're all going to live to 150. On that, I'm convinced. And it's just going on, and it's changing so dramatically. And
yeah,
we have great reason. We go into socialized medicine at the same time that we can live to be 150. And, you know, Obama says, take a couple aspirin and go home. Ain't going to work that way, Barack. And so I'm optimistic about the technology changes. It's anti-human. Machines come to work every day. The robots do.
The breakdown of communication.
Isn't that weird?
Person-to-person communication. I wouldn't say convinced, but it would not be surprising to me that with all this computer hacking that's going on, you know, the retailers and all, that we don't see a reemergence of checks and cash and things that are not hackable.
Well, I'm going
to— Just for security purposes.
Now, Bill Gates said a number of years ago, and I think he's right, we need bank transactions, or we need to bank. We just don't need banks. I think banks are getting paid extravagant sums for really a function that is going to go away. It is going to go away. PayPal, to the logarithmic degree, is coming, and banks are done. If it's not Bitcoin, it'll be something like it.
And really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's gone. And you're going to see—
So the security concerns that, or the information concerns, the hacking concerns, I mean, if everybody's going that way, doesn't that even put more onus?
No, I think it puts less, because you've disintermediated the whole system. No one controls it. Right now, a bank's pretty great. That's where the money is. The money is going to be dispersed. You're going to have your account. You probably have 50.
So just by diffusing—
I think you're going to disperse it worldwide, and there will be hacks. Obviously, there are always going to be hacks. But I don't think it's going smaller, like you said. I think it's going wider and deeper in a different direction. I think banks are done.
So the model will change.
I don't think bank—
5 years? 10 years?
5 years. Credit is now being opened up in a way and sold on the market between players. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is a little— Yeah.
No, it's happening.
No, I'm thinking out loud. Probably shouldn't do that. It's time to end the show.
No, but look at one last thing. Look at the way we are doing e-loans for houses. Think of it in spades on other assets.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for part two with Rob Barkley.
See you, Brian.